Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Katherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Okay, Missy, welcome. You're a returning guest to the Sunday Soother, one of like only two or three people, I think, that I have asked to come back on the podcast because I respect and enjoy you so much. And yeah, just welcome. How are you today?
Thanks, Catherine. I'm doing great. Well, we had fun last night at our No Drain December workshop, so I love our collaborations.
Yes, me too. So Missy Toyozeas is here, and Missy is an energy healer and intuitive. Maybe you can, you know, for anybody who hasn't heard you before on the podcast, could you give a brief background of what you do?
Yeah, I'm an energy healer and a guide and a teacher. So one of my gifts is I can see energy, so I can see blocks. So when I look at somebody, I can see their trapped emotions or limiting beliefs or maybe programming or ancestral beliefs, things that are keeping you from living your purpose or keeping you stuck or small. We can just ask your body to show them to me, and then I'll see them, and then we can move them out. So that's what I do.
Yes. And Missy's so talented at her work. I've had the pleasure of working with Missy as a client and then also as a collaborator. And Missy, because I like am obsessed with you, Missy, and inspired by your work, and your work has helped me so much. And because we work with similar audiences, we tend to work with highly sensitive people and empaths who have big dreams for their life in the world. We're actually collaborating on launching a group coaching program in Mini Mind, and we'll get more into the details there. But what we wanted to talk about today was a couple of things. The idea of purpose for HSPs and empaths. Does your life have a bigger calling? How to discover that purpose? Our own purpose stories, because I think, you know, I don't live a perfect life, and I'm sure you have challenges in your life too, but I think one thing we have been able to tap into is feeling like we're living in our authentic purpose, and that's a huge blessing. And then how energy work, you know, what energy work is and how it connected us to our purposes too, because I know it was instrumental for both of us in feeling like we could clear lots of blocks of fear or scarcity or fear of visibility around stepping into our authentic purpose, which is now the work that we do. But I guess I'll just start and ask you, you know, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but what do you consider your purpose and how are you living it?
Yeah, so I feel like my purpose is really it's kind of twofold. And I think that sometimes we get stuck, we think purpose is only one thing, but I think we can have sort of like an umbrella, like an umbrella purpose, but then there can be little parts in between, but they all kind of lead the same way. But for me, my purpose is to bring energy tools mainstream, because I feel like energy work is natural. It's part of who we are. We're all made of energy. We've used it as mystics, ancients for centuries, and then it kind of got clouded over. And now we live in that age of realism. And I think energy work is such a huge component to living a whole life. And it's that magic piece that we all have access to. It's just that we're not really taught about it. So one arm of my purpose is to bring energy tools mainstream. But the other part that's a really big part of my heart is the idea that each of us was born here with special and very unique gifts and talents that we were actually born with. And that our purpose really is to use those natural gifts and talents in service to the world. And that's always going to feel joyful to us. And I just think, like, if everybody could do that, every single person, like, wouldn't our whole world change? Like, that's how we change the world, is really, I think, by living our authentic purpose.
Yeah. And I'd say my purpose, I don't know that I have it so cleanly defined, because I agree purpose is change and evolve, and there are different aspects of purpose, and your purpose isn't always tied to a career either. Yeah. But for me, one of the purposes that I'm really stepping into is helping HSPs and empaths access their magic, clear shame, step into their authentic selves, and feel like they can truly be themselves in the world. And the, you know, you can have a purpose and you can do it in different ways. So one of the ways I do it is through my writing and using my voice, like on this podcast or in the Sunday Soother newsletter. Another way I do it is teaching and collaborating and doing coaching programs like the one that we're talking about today. But lots of people, I think, have purposes. And I think, first off, I want to say flat out, I 100% believe everybody actually has a purpose. And I feel like that's a controversial statement. Yes. Do you see people who are like, no, I don't have a purpose? Like, that's crazy.
Yes. I'm not going to actually sort of help. Maybe this will help the audience define it. I always thought, I did think for a while, oh, there's one purpose, or maybe I have one or two purposes. But actually, if you think of it as a business, if you go to a business's website, it will have like, this is what we do. Okay, this is being silly here, but we do plumbing, right? But underneath, there'll be a whole bunch of services, like we do drains, we do sinks, I don't know. So all these different things. I don't know why I said plumbing. Okay, so if I think of my life, really, actually, my purpose is to bring more light into the world. And so if I say that's my umbrella purpose, then I can actually look back at all the times in my life where I was living on purpose. So I worked in comedy. I worked in television for a long time. And comedy, okay, well, we actually are bringing laughter. So we're bringing more light into the world. So that actually was living my purpose in a certain way at that time in my life. So that's another way to sort of view your purpose, that it can change, but maybe finding that umbrella purpose will help you figure out the other pieces under it.
Yeah. And other than that, I fully, fully believe, and I know Missy does too, that everybody does have an authentic purpose, no matter what that looks like. I think it can be hard for us to access that purpose because we're so just brainwashed by capitalism that we think the purpose has to make us money, be our career. And in some cases it can. I do think if you step into your authentic purpose, there often is a path for that. But I was asking some people on Instagram the other day about purpose, and my little sister DM'd me, and she just had her first baby 18 months ago, and she's about to have her second baby. And she's like, I know my purpose is to raise my children. And I thought, I like teared up at that. And I was like, cause it is, she's really good at that. It's being a mother. And that may change down the road for her too. But I think people's purposes can be to be your most creative self, you know, to find peace in this world, to parent your children, to be a mentor. It doesn't always have to be something that's tied to making money. Would you agree with that? Or do you see that?
I totally agree with that. And also, it's that thing that wants to be birthed inside of you. And that thing could be a piece of artwork. It could be baking cakes. It could be babies or a family or anything that wants, it's like a calling. And when I say a calling, it's this urge inside of you that there's something I can feel it wants to come out. And then usually it is tied to your gifts and talents. That's how we know. Also, when it brings us joy, that's another yes. way of knowing we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could each tell our purpose stories, because I feel like first off, I think people think they should just come out of the womb knowing their purpose, and they're like a failure if they don't know what they're supposed to do by 22. And I want to tell you, I didn't really feel like I stepped into my purpose until my 40s. And that everything before then was leading up to helping me clarify it too. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I don't know, whatever age you are, I don't care if you're 80 or 18, there is an unfolding that happens that's always in right timing. So let the timing unfold. But I know that I felt at the time that I was coming to my purpose. I was like, I'm late to my purpose. And I wasn't, I was right on time. But I went through a corporate career, you know, and a lot of other iterations of my work before stepping into my purpose. And I would love to hear, like, what was your purpose unfolding? How did you come to realize you were meant to make energy tools mainstream and share your light with the world, and, you know, sharing any of your previous career and everything like that too?
Yeah. So I thought my career, like in high school, I thought my purpose was to work in, you know, in Hollywood, right? And I did. I went to film school and I worked for decades in film and TV, traveled all around the world. And that was really fun. But there came a time, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but it was literally probably 7 years. I mean, it was a long time that I started getting bored. And that's how I sort of noticed, wait, something's funny here. I was a little bit bored. I was getting really tired. And actually things happened in my body too, where I was like getting headaches all the time. And I started to have to really examine what's going on. It took me a long time to have the courage to do it though. And this is when I started using energy work though. Well, actually I would say this is when I started working with my guides. So I really stepped into faith at the beginning that, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask whatever power is greater than me to show me who I am, or in other words, show me my purpose. Because I did believe in a purpose, and I was had a meditation practice. Well, I recommitted to my meditation practice, and I asked every day for 4 months, show me who I am. And that to me is almost the start of energy work, because energy work to me is using the unseen also. And I knew there was a power greater than me that could help me figure this out. Because the other thing is, we think we're alone and we're just over here doing things by ourselves, but we're not. We're always guided. And the more energy work that we do, the more we can open that channel. And maybe we could talk about that later. But that was the first thing I did, is I connected and I asked for help. And then over time, I was shown the next step and the next step and the next step. And it wasn't like I said ever, oh, I'm going to be an energy healer. It was, I was led to a podcast. I was led to my first teacher. I was gifted a free course. Every step of the way, I was guided. And then as I learned that I was a healer, which is something that I actually heard as a voice in my head, even when you know, hey, oh, this is your purpose, you're a healer. Oh my gosh, I did clear so much, because there was so much fear and disbelief in that idea. So I had to use a lot of my own energy tools, because at that time that I started training as a healer, I had to use all this work on myself to clear these blocks, because coming out as a healer was probably one of the most scary things to me personally that I could do.
Why was it so scary? What blocks were you experiencing? Because I feel like this is really common. I'm going through an iteration of this right now, and I'll tell more about my story in a minute. But I see my HSPs and empaths people, they're like, a lot of them, I think, actually are like, yeah, I do have a purpose. Maybe they're like, I don't know what it is. But then a lot of them are like, I know my purpose, but I'm terrified. Everybody's going to judge me. I'm terrified of money. Like, how am I going to make money doing this thing if that's something that I want to do? What is my like high school ex-boyfriend going to say about me on Facebook, like when I post this, or what are people going to think of me? What were some of the blocks and fears that you were feeling as you kind of came to this purpose path?
I think the biggest was fear of being seen for me of everything. Exactly that. I think empaths, and so you and I are empaths, we're highly sensitive. And highly sensitive people feel the emotions, the expectations, the judgments of other people. And I really felt that my whole life. I'm Chinese American. I grew up, in a white neighborhood. So it was a great childhood, but I have actually dealt with this throughout my life. So this seemed like the pinnacle, though, of being seen. And so I really had to go through, I was super scared to even leave my job, leave security. So that's more of a scarcity thing. But I was really scared to like tell my coworkers what I was doing. I mean, that's so weird. Honestly, that's just so weird, right? When I think about my family to this day, I love my family, but I think they don't really get it. And that's okay. That's part of the work that we do, is that when we have a purpose, when you are living authentically, not everybody's going to understand us. So I really had to release a lot of blocks. I also had a lot of ancestral blocks that I had to release about being seen. So a lot of those, I had to do a lot of work on that. I'm continually a work in progress. But when we start doing the work, we can show up just a little bit more and just a little bit more. And I think that's what I would urge people to do when we do this work. It's just, we're moving the needle a little bit. And then one day you're like, oh my gosh, right? I'm talking about energy healing to the whole world on Instagram with my face on it.
Right. And it just happens in these little shifts. You know, purpose isn't black or white. It's not like one day I'm not in my purpose and the next day, boom, I'm purpose. It's like, this can take years, you know, and every little shift matters and counts. And so it's a lot about acknowledging that too. You know, you say your fears of being left, your fears of being visible and being seen. I think my fear was the fear of being left. And I think I had some fear of visibility and being seen too, because I think most spiritual women do have that, whether it's the witch wound or ancestral stuff or whatever. But mine was less like I'm okay talking about the things I believe in and showing up, right? I've had a popular newsletter and podcast and an Instagram presence for a long time. But I think part of what I've been working through, especially like in the last year, is actually saying what I think, saying what I believe about spirituality and magic, stepping more into that authenticity and knowing that some people will leave. And that's also okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. I see. Yes. Yes.
So yeah. And my purpose path was not dissimilar. I mean, I was in a completely different field. So I don't know, you know, people have listened to the Sunday Soother podcast for a while. So maybe you know my story a little bit, but I was always a writer as a kid. Like I was like, I'm a writer. I was writing books. I was writing stories I was reading at like age 3 or 4. Like I was hyper like literate, and words and reading and writing were always my thing. But it was like, I couldn't have even been in high school before I understood implicitly from my family and everybody around me, there was like no way to actually make money as a writer. That was what they told me. So I went into college and I studied English literature. And then I went to graduate school and I got a degree in journalism, and I made my career in writing. I did make my career in writing, but it was always writing about other people's stories. I was in content marketing, and I worked in government technology too, doing communication. And I would do social media or content campaigns for nonprofits or agencies and stuff like that. So I was writing. So I was using, and I think like if anybody's listening and they're like, well, what's my purpose? I don't know what my purpose is. Like, you're probably already using it in some sort of way. Yeah. You know, it's the gift that comes naturally to you. You know, Missy's, you've always been able to see energy from what I understand. I've always been a writer and comfortable using my voice, but I was using it in a way that didn't feel fulfilling and authentic to me. And I was also bored.
Yeah.
And that boredom, you know, would lead to some resentment. It led to feeling stuck, you know, and a lot of terror, because ultimately in my late 30s, I started to realize, like, you know, I'd been writing the Sunday Soother as a hobby for a while. I started a podcast as a hobby before I was doing my business. And I was like, it's now or never, really, you know, to actually make a career out of this. And I was terrified, because I was like, people are going to see that I'm becoming a life coach, which I thought was like the cheesiest thing in the world to say. Yeah. And they're going to talk behind my back about me, or they're going to abandon me because they don't understand me, and they're going to think I'm ridiculous, and they're not going to want to associate with me anymore. So really, for me, like, my purpose fear block was this thing of people talking behind my back, judging me, you know, definitely some visibility, but also like, I'm going to lose people because of this. And now I find myself 4 years later in another spiral around that topic, where I've always been spiritual and happy to talk about tarot and Reiki and feng shui, but now I'm centering it more in my work. And this is becoming my purpose, the next evolution of my purpose. And I'm like, oh God, people are going to think I'm a brainwashed idiot. Like that I'm so, you know, the way that people, so I think it's like fear of being left, but also fear of judgment. And I just want to share these stories because it's so natural to feel your fears as you're going after your purpose. It doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. You know, Missy and I run our businesses and we love our businesses. And you may look at us and see us as models for being in our purpose, which I think we are to some extent. But like, we get scared and we struggle with these things too, you know, and then we'll talk about how we use energy work to move through these. But yeah, this is it's a natural unfolding.
Definitely. One thing that's coming up is when you talk about people leaving, that's likely an old wound, right? And my thing about being seen or not being able to speak up is an old wound. And so I urge, you know, your audience to sort of look at that wound, like whatever is coming up for you that's most scary about stepping into your purpose is likely a wound from somewhere deep in your life. And that is part of the work that we will do together in the mini mind, because I'll be able to look and see what wound that is, and we can do some work on that, and then the tapping and other tools that we have together. So that's the great thing, is if you have that wound, which we all do, that is exactly one of the things we'll work on.
Yes. And I think I want to talk a little bit more about how we use energy work to connect to our purpose. But when we dive into the details of the mini mind, I almost think like we're energy detectives. Does that make sense?
Yes. I always feel that.
Like you have two people on your side who can see, like Missy can literally see energy. So it shows up maybe as like a dark spot or an understanding, intuitive understanding on your energy field. So she can say, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. You're dealing with like fear of judgment or fear of being left. Let's do some energy work to clear that. And then I'll be using EFT and feng shui, and we'll talk more about that. It's surprising what you'll see in people's homes that absolutely connect to their energy blocks too. So you'll have two people on your side who are like, like the Nancy Drews of energy work. Yeah. But what I'd love to shift to talk a little bit about is how each of our stories about how we used energy work to connect to our purpose and then step into it, because energy work is a vague concept. I'm always trying to figure out ways to better describe it and use it and show people the tangible outcomes of energy work. Like this stuff, it doesn't just make you feel calmer, which it does, or more grounded, which it does. It clears blocks out of your path, and it allows what once, as you were saying before we jumped on this recording, it allows what wants to be birthed to come through more naturally. So how do you use energy work? How did you use energy work in connecting to your purpose? And maybe even share a client story or two of how that's unfolded.
Yeah. So for me, I had to do a lot of clearing around that visibility. Here's the thing, is like, I feel like with empaths and HSP, we take in so much of other people's information and feelings and energy, because energy is really emotions, beliefs, thought patterns that are ours or somebody else's. That's how I see blocks. That's how I see those pieces are actually energetic pieces, and we can move them around. But HSP empaths, we bring all those in, and then it's too noisy. We actually can't connect, or it's very difficult to connect to our intuition or to our guides. So that's the first thing I did, is I needed to clear out a lot of the noise in my energy field. So those voices, and so I could actually tune into, oh, wait, what's my voice? Meaning, what is actually my belief, and what's maybe mom's belief? What's my thought, and what's dad's thought, or whatever? So we need to clear that out first so we get clarity. So I think the very first thing is I use energy work to clear out the other voices in my head or in my field so I could connect much more clearly to my own intuition. And then I had to clear out some things about having the courage to take the action, because I might have known what the action was, because now I'm getting the downloads, but then I was scared to take the step. So then I had to do more clearing. And the work that I do for myself is I'm an intuitive healer, but I'm also trained in the emotion code, the body code, and the belief code. And I use those modalities, which are really specific, that tell you exactly the limiting beliefs that are causing my blocks. So I really had to do a ton of work on myself to do that, and then just take little steps. So everything is, we clear this out and we take a little step. And one example is, I just worked with Karen in my program, and Karen came to me. So I worked with people in 2-month programs. So at the beginning of the program, she was in a job that she did not like, and she knew it was out of alignment, and she'd been in this job for a long time. But in her heart, she knew she wanted to be like an artist and a creator. And by the end of, like, actually only 2 weeks into the program, we cleared things out of her way, like things like feeling guilt about leaving a job, feeling guilt about letting people down. These are all things that we bring into our field. So we cleared those beliefs out and some trapped emotions around that. And then I think on week 2, she quit her job. So she actually did quit her job. And then by the end of the program, she was so great. She was creating, she was holding workshops to teach people how to create things, because she's an artist, how to redo furniture. And then she's showing up like a boss on Instagram. Like, she had this fear of like, oh, am I goofy? Are people going to make fun of me? And she just shows up as herself, and she is blowing up on Instagram and her workshops because she's authentic, and people can feel when we're authentic. And I view energy work as just releasing all the things that are blocking actually your authentic self. Because when we say healing, it's not that you're broken. We're just taking off the parts that's not you. And that's where I think success comes in, is when we're just authentically ourselves.
Yes. And, you know, I'm always trying to find great metaphors for energy work. And I'll just squish a couple I've been using together. It's like, you are there. You at your core, your authentic core is there. Your soul knows that. You sense it at some edge of your knowing that there is something, that there's a purpose, that there's a deeper part of yourself. And it can be hard to access, because I want you to think of it like you're under a pile of dust, and you're under, like 10 weighted blankets, and like you're using your voice, but nobody can really see or hear you, because it's just like that little, it's like that little weak voice that's buried by all the stuff. And doing energy work is the equivalent of like getting a garden hose, getting somebody to pull the weighted blankets off of you, getting the dust all off of you, you know, washing your clothes, washing your hair, and then you're just you, and you're unencumbered by these heavy, dense beliefs and energy. And so again, it's not a thing with energy work in this manner that we're talking about, where it's like you do one energy healing session with Missy or one EFT tapping session with me, and all of a sudden, all of your energy is clear and you, boom, in purpose. You know, sometimes it takes several sessions, or, you know, sometimes many, many months or years, really. I'm always still working through new energetic layers of things that are popping up for me. But when you do that, it's just things happen with more ease. Like, imagine you were living a life under a pile of dust and a 10 weighted blankets. Like, you were living, but were you thriving? Right? That would suck. You probably couldn't really breathe. Things would feel really, really heavy to you. And then imagine how much more easeful life would feel to just be standing there clear and just you. And you, from that place, you could speak more authentically, you could be seen more authentically, you'd be unencumbered, you wouldn't feel as dense or heavy. And so taking actions like showing up on Instagram, or choosing to leave your job, or starting to become creative again, just feel less heavy. Yeah.
And you can see better. So I love your metaphor, because if you had all those blankets on you, you can't see the next right step, and no one can see you to interact with you. So that's another way I think of it, is that when we clear off some of this programming and other beliefs and stuff, you can hear better, you can see better, you can see the next step in front of you, you have greater access to your own intuition. And then also people can feel your authentic energy, and then you're then attracting all the right people into your life. If you're a business owner, you're going to be attracting aligned clients. If you're an artist, you're going to attract the right people to purchase your art, or however that works. And that's the same for you, Catherine, as you're moving through this next iteration of yourself, as you're shifting. Some people might fall away, but actually what will happen is more aligned people will actually come into your life. Yes. And programs.
Yeah. So you shared how you've done energy work to connect to your purpose. And for you, it's a lot of seeing your energy, clearing your energy, using the tactics and modalities in which you're trained in to clear your own energy. Now, I don't have your skills, but I have complementary energy skills, in particular teaching and using EFT, emotional freedom technique, and recently going through a feng shui certification. And those are energy work too. And so how I've used those to connect to my purpose, well, first off, in feng shui, there is literally a part of your home that is your path in life, is what it's called. So it's the path in life / career / purpose section of your home. And so starting there for people, you know, and I looked at my own path in life and I made adjustments there. I decluttered it. I set my intentions in that particular area of my home. And working with the energies of your home overall, you know, I talk a lot about sitting in command position, which is how I'm sitting right now. People listening to this podcast can't see, but you've heard me rant about it before, is that I'm sitting with my wall is to my back and I'm sitting forward. My desk is out in the middle of the room. I can see the door. And that's it's a significant feng shui adjustment, is to put your desk into command position. And I know, Missy, you're setting up a new office soon. So you're just like, oh, maybe we should do that. Yeah. I will totally, I'll feng shui your office. We'll do a whole chit chat about that. But that's a lot about visibility. And command position is also called facing your life, right? It's referred to that. And so working with these subtle shifts in your home, looking at what's in your career and life path purpose area and setting intentions there, setting, you know, putting something that signifies, you know, your, you know, what I'll say is like a lot of people come to me and they know they have a purpose, but they're lacking clarity on that purpose. And so I would immediately look at their career and path and life area and be like, what's unclear here, right? Usually there's some sort of art that's like abstract or fuzzy, or there's a pile of clutter, or sometimes that piece is missing in their home. It's kind of outside the boundaries of their home. So when I was setting up my business, and even still these days, I do a ton of feng shui. It's like the basis of everything I do for success in business is making sure my office is set up, my home is set up to match the intentions of what I want to bring forward in my purpose. And that's actually funny. I should really think about, I'm talking out loud to myself now, which is like my favorite way of working through my own thoughts and emotions other than journaling. But because I'm struggling with fear of being perceived as more spiritual and therefore taken less seriously, I think I need to look for that in my home, because I think that probably will show up somewhere in my home. So stay tuned. So there's feng shui. That's how I've connected to my life purpose. And then there's also EFT. And EFT for me, emotional freedom technique, it's a way of tapping on meridian points and acupressure points on your body while talking out loud about an emotional challenge you're going through. And for me, this is like taking a broom to emotions that are blocking you from doing things. And here's an example of how I use this in my own life. I used to, nobody will believe this, because I know I show up feeling, looking pretty calm and speaking clearly. I used to be terrified of recording my own podcast, of hosting workshops, of being interviewed on other podcasts. Like I would be sweating. Like I couldn't breathe. I was in a panic. And I started using EFT for nervousness, anxiety, and fear of public speaking. So I would find videos. I would teach myself to walk through the EFT points so that I could calm the F down and show up to actually use my voice. And so we're going to be using EFT in our program too. We're going to be using all these things we're talking about today, Missy's energy, talents, feng shui, EFT. But that's a practical way of how it helped me connect with my purpose, because I knew my purpose was to speak and teach more and write more and communicate more. But I'm in this like little scared human body. And, you know, and I would go into the semi-panic attacks before these things, and I'd start to use EFT so I could show up. And so I could work through the blocks that told me it wasn't safe to speak clearly. It wasn't safe to use my voice. It wasn't safe to be seen. So for me, feng shui and EFT have been, and then I've worked with Missy. She's incredible. I've worked with other energy healers. I continue to use energy work and receive energy work from professionals as I'm working through energetic shifts too, because I think connecting to our purpose like this is like, it's a hygiene almost. You have to do it. Like you have to do your regular energetic hygiene. And then when you're going through big up levels, it's like bring in the big guns. Like it's like how you would sweep and vacuum your home on a hopefully semi-regular basis. But say your home was a huge mess and just things had really fallen apart, you might call in professional cleaners. And that's yeah. Like what Missy and I can be, I think, for some people, or any other energy workers too. What do you think about all that?
Yeah. Just getting you back on track. Also, I don't think I've shared with you, but I also do tapping. And I wanted to share that I remembered as you were talking that one time I was in production when I was just coming and just starting to share my transition as a healer. And I remember somebody rolled their eyes at me at work and I could feel like so much shame and just like rejection that I literally went into the bathroom. I had to go into the bathroom and I started tapping because I was so, I was so in distress. And the great thing about tapping is literally you could do it in a bathroom stall by yourself. It doesn't make, you know, you could do it. It doesn't really make sounds. You know, I was kind of speaking to myself, but you can use it in your car. You can use it anywhere. That's actually why I love tapping. And you're actually tapping on certain meridians. So this is actually a really big tie to the work that I do, because I'm looking at meridians and different things. When we can tap and have a tool that we can use on ourselves to calm ourselves down in that moment, I think that's so priceless.
Absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully that helps people listening connect to like how we've concretely and practically used energy work to show up, to be more visible, to step more into our purpose, and how we continue to use it to kind of work, you know, as our lives and our purpose evolve. So I want to talk about the Energy Alchemy Mini Mind. So this is our new offering. Missy and I have worked together a little bit before. We've hosted some workshops, but this is the first group coaching program we've done. So the Energy Alchemy Mini Mind is a 4-month group coaching program for HSP and empath visionaries who are ready to step into their purpose, to move past some of the blocks that we've talked about today, to get more visible, to get clarity on their purpose, and really to kind of step into, you know, what is your authenticity, your bigger calling in the world, whether you feel like you know it and you just need a little bit of help, or you're looking to find that clarity. So you may be somebody like a coach or a business owner like me and Missy, but you may be somebody who's working in the corporate world. You may be a mom or a parent who's like looking to connect more authentically with their children, and feel more grounded in that purpose too. What would you offer? We can talk a little bit about how it would work, Missy, but what is your take on the Energy Alchemy Mini Mind and why it might be needed right now?
Yeah, I think it's great for, I think one thing that I will say is that when we come together as a group, there is group energy. And I love working in groups because group energy, we inspire each other. And when we hold, so when Catherine and I have our group, we're going to hold the intention. I'm going to do some energy work. We'll do some energy work together on the energy of this group. And we'll do that work so that we can connect, so that we can grow together. And so that's one part, the community aspect I really like and the group energy I really like, but also there's going to be accountability, because the funny thing about us, the both of us, like we are very into our spirituality, our energy work and our magic, but we're also two Capricorns. We're extremely practical. We get stuff done. We have metrics and things like that. So anybody listening, we're going to do all this amazing mystical work, but in a framework that has outcomes, that we're going to set intentions. We're going to have outcomes that are measurable. We're going to work with you to take you from where you are to where you want to go. We're going to at least start you on that process, give you the tools so that you can continue to go. So it's not like a just be in this mini mind and then you're done. You're going to have the tools to be able to move through the rest of your life. Because as we said, your purpose and your vision changes. So we want to set you up so you can create a vision. But then what about the next vision, right? We want to give you the tools to be able to move forward in your own life.
Yes, absolutely. So over the 4 months, I'm going to talk a little bit about the details of the program. So we've talked a lot about the common blocks that we've seen in ourselves and that we see in other HSP and empaths who are working on birthing something forward, bringing forward their purpose, becoming more of a visionary. So the first month, we're going to define our purpose and outcome. So we're going to set our intentions and our measurable outcomes. This is where the accountability and the specificity comes in that Missy was talking about. What do you want at the end of this group, right? Like, and how are we going to measure that? And how are we going to start taking those steps there? So there's action that we need to take in the real world, right? And so in month one, I'm also going to teach how to set up the feng shui of your home and your purpose area, so we can kind of start clearing that particular area. Month two, we're going to talk about visibility fears. So clearing energy blocks in our fields and our home to feel safer to be seen. Month three, we're going to talk about money issues and money scarcity, because that is a huge part, I think, of stepping into purpose in a more visionary way. You may know your purpose. You may feel like you're ready to articulate it, but it comes, you know, it's hard to figure out, like, if you want to make money doing that, if you want your purpose to become your career, the money scarcity part is really challenging. I totally empathize with that. So Missy's going to do a group clearing around issues related to money scarcity, and I'm going to teach how to use feng shui for attracting wealth. Month four, we're going to talk about imposter syndrome and clearing energy blocks and beliefs to feeling worthy of living your purpose. And each month, there's going to be a rhythm and a specificity to each month. On one call, there's going to be two calls and meetings a month. Missy is going to do an energy clearing on one of these issues. And in the second, I'm going to do a custom EFT tapping session and feng shui lesson. So you're getting all three energy like tactics coming together each month. So in month one, when we're talking about defining our purpose, we're going to be setting those intentions. But when we start moving into these blocks, say month two is about visibility, Missy's going to do a specific energy clearing on visibility. I'm going to teach you feng shui for your fame area, which is the area in your home about being visible. And then I'm also going to do an EFT tapping session to guide you through fears of visibility. And each month is going to be like that. So we're coming at it from Missy's energy angle and her clearing abilities. And then we're also, you know, we're doing the EFT together and setting up the feng shui for success. So it's like we're the feng shui detectives are coming in. We're like a mix between, I always just think of us as feng shui detectives and energy detectives and energy like house cleaners, which is like very mundane and like not as mystical as like a lot of people think energy work is. But I'm just like, I feel like we're the home edit on Netflix or like professional home organizers. But we're doing that for your energy field. Yeah. Anything you want to say about that or the details of the program?
No, I love that. And also want to say that everybody coming in will be working on a different thing. And that's okay. Because you might be like, wait, how is this going to work together? But at least, so when I work with you, I'm going to look at every person. We're going to look at the group and then we're going to get very specific because sometimes people are thinking, okay, energy work, that's like, oh, you know, now you're done. No, we're going to be really specific. Like we're going to look for specific beliefs from this certain age or different things. We're going to be very specific in the stuff that we clear. And I'm going to look at the group energy, say we're working on money scarcity. I'll be able to see what those blocks are. And the great thing is that what clears for this one person, we're also going to clear for this other person in the group. So we get this huge clearing for the whole group. And then the great thing is, I think what I love about the tapping that Catherine will reinforce and help us really release even more. Whatever I've done. I love how those two go together and the feng shui I don't know much about. So I'm super excited to learn about that.
You know, it's like probably pretty apt to use the plumbing metaphor at the beginning, because I feel like you're the person who comes in with like the snake for the clogged plate, clogged pipe. And then I'm following up with some Drano.
Yeah.
And we're just like finding those blockages in the pipes. You know, I could go up. Apparently, my favorite thing is to use home cleaning metaphors for energy work, but yeah.
But that actually, I'm glad you said that, because that is the sink metaphor is what I use. Because if you think about it, and this is for anybody, if you have a sink that is clogged up, you could turn on the faucet and you try to put more water in there, fresh or new energy or new ideas, new things, wealth, anything coming in, it will not go in because that sink is clogged. So really you do have to unclog the drain first to let out the old energy. And that is the work that I do. We look at the clogs. What are the clogs? We release those clogs. Then that old energy leaves. And then you have room. You have space in your energy field for new ideas, relationships, opportunities to come in. And that's the number one thing I see when I look at people is that their grounding cord, we'll get into this in the mini mind, but your grounding cord is blocked. If that's blocked, we kind of, that's like the first thing we have to get fixed. And so that's a lot of the thing is making space in our field for these new things to come in.
Yes, yes. And I want to share kind of the details and everything. And then I actually have a story that connects to your work with me that I think will help people understand this even further. So, I should mention, you'll get a one-on-one with Missy. Yeah. So she'll do a specific call with you where she's clearing your specific belief patterns, energy blocks, and you'll get a feng shui one-on-one with me. So I'll look at your whole home. We'll like delve into your floor plan together. We'll set it up based on your specific intention. So it won't be just like a general feng shui. Oh, you should declutter this. It's like, okay, here are your purpose and intentions. Like, let's look exactly at the 2 to 3 areas in your home where you're really going to make an impact with that. And we're also going to send a flower essence. I need to do a whole podcast on flower essences, but flower essences are energetic remedies that, because they come from the highest expression of a plant, which is the flower, they also come from the flower, which is something that attracts. Right? Flowers have evolved to be beautiful and attract. And so they bring this energy of being the highest expression of a plant, also the attracting energy of a plant. And you can work with different flowers in flower essences to shift and elevate vibrational frequencies. They harmonize and balance your energy and your emotions. And we're going to handpick a custom flower essence to send to each person in the program. And there's a private online community. So we'll be doing coaching in there. So we start in January. It's 4 months long. And right now we're having an early bird special for $3,000 with payment plans, which goes till December 23rd. And then after that, until we start in mid-January, it will go to $4,000. So if you're interested, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. You can DM me on Instagram. You can DM Missy or email either of us. We have our contact information at the link if you need more questions or you're just like, I'm intrigued, but I need to clarify some things. Before I tell my story, Missy, any final details you wanted to share or anything about that?
Yes. Also, I just want to say that we're keeping the group intimate. So it's 10 people because we feel like that's a really good number to inspire each other, but also to keep it small enough that it can feel very personal.
Yes. Don't forget the healing aspect of community. I mean, just besides like me and Missy, the energy plumbers, you're gonna have like amazing women. Like if there's anything I know, I've been to many of Missy's events. She attracts super cool people. And I think I also do too. That's one of our gifts, I would say, is attracting amazing community. So if you felt alone, you're the only person in your life who believes you have a purpose. You're the only person in your life who wants to be an entrepreneur. You're the only person in your life who identifies as a highly sensitive person or who is spiritual. You know, come find your people in this group, because it will be an amazing group of women for sure. Okay. So here's my story and then we can, you know, wind down and tell anything. So I worked with Missy in the start of 2023. And Missy, I worked with her for, I think 4 months probably. Yeah. And so Missy was my energy healer and it was just this beautiful work. And so right now I've been talking about how I'm shifting more into feeling comfortable being seen as a spiritual person, a spiritual teacher, a magic teacher. And I can directly correlate that to my work with Missy, because when we work together, you may not remember this because I know you work with a ton of people, Missy, but Missy found blocks that were related to that, you know, fear, probably of visibility, fear of being judged, all those sorts of things. But there was one particular experience. Do you remember this past life experience that you found in my energy field?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
it was a spiritual experience, our past life experience. And when we're working with energy fields, it's not just the energy we pick up day to day or from our childhood. We're often coming into this world with energetic blocks that are related. I find you and me particular matrilineal lines through our mother's lines, energetic blocks from your mother's lineage, and then ancestral blocks, and then even past life blocks. So I don't know. Anyways, there was this past life energy block that Missy found where I was a spiritual leader in the community and something awful happened. And it was my responsibility. It wasn't something I meant to do. And I know that this is real because every time I think about it, I get emotional. And that's something that how you can kind of past lives is a whole different thing. But like, and I think part of me has been super afraid to be more of a spiritual teacher and leader because of this past life experience where people got hurt because of something that happened under my watch. And yes, Missy cleared that. And I think that is probably directly correlated to me feeling more comfortable in owning my spirituality and magic and showing up more as a teacher and leader in that. And so this is another way. You know, and this is like 6 or 7 months after we worked together, right? So it's been an unfolding, but I just want to thank you for that because I think it's absolutely directly correlated.
Oh my gosh. You're so welcome. Yes. I feel like when you're talking, I can feel it, you know, it's like, oh yeah. And, you know, go back to that feeling and that time period. But a lot of us have those kinds of blocks and like, who would have known, oh, it's a past life block. Like we don't know until we start looking, but these are the things that we can, as the plumbers can discover, right? We can discover what those specific things are for you and help them unfold. Like, and sometimes that's exactly how it works with the energy work. We'll hit something and it will just start shifting you another way. Another way to think about energy work in general is if you were working together and in the very beginning, you're on a train going north, then we do the energy work and we're basically shifting you from that train onto another train track, or from that train track going north onto another train track, say it's going east. And, you know, in the beginning, the shifts might feel small, like, I don't know. It seems like these train tracks, you said we shifted you over, but they seem kind of parallel. But over time, the distance between those two tracks are incredible. over time, they get bigger, bigger, bigger. So kind of what you were talking about is there was a little shift that we made. We put you on another track. And over time, now you said it's six something months, the distance between where you were going and where you're going now is hugely different. So that's another thing to think about, energy work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we could certainly come up with amazing metaphors all day, because I think it's just so important so people can really understand this isn't just some abstract, woo-woo concept. It's a real thing. It's in some cases some of the most foundational important work that I've done that's helped me step into purpose and into success in other areas of my life, love and friendship and things like that too. So I hope you'll consider joining our mini mind. Yes. We're calling it Energy Alchemy Mini Mind because what we're talking a lot about is the alchemy, the transformation, the transmutation of energy, of old dense energy into your purpose energy, energy that allows you to bring your light to the world. And you can find out more I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can also go to missyenergyhealing.com/energy-alchemy-mini-mind. And it's in our, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can also go to missyenergyhealing.com and it will be on my work with me page. And then I don't know if you have it somewhere else too. Also in my link tree on Instagram, maybe yours too.
Yes, it's absolutely up on my link tree. I need to get it up on my website too. Sometimes it's so funny. You have a website and because marketing is so much like on Instagram or email or podcast, I forget to actually update my website, which I should be better about. So I'll make sure to put it up there too. And you can, of course, you can find Missy and, if the mini mind isn't right for you right now, there's lots of other ways to work with me and or Missy. And I hope you'll consider it. I think it's going to be really special. And Missy, just thank you for your time today. It's been a real joy.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see everybody out there in our mini mind. I'm super excited.
That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.